You can, you have the presentation, I hope. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to tell you something about the Dutch travel survey. It's called the ODIN. It's called Underway in the Netherlands. That's ODIN stands for. And I'm the manager, I'm not the specialist and the methodologist, so don't ask me any difficult questions afterwards, but I will pass them through if it's necessary. Next slide, please. I will give some global characteristics of the ODIN. The mobility survey is an annual and a continuous survey. This means that it's every day in the year people are asked to fill in the questionnaire and give their trips, and there's no moment when the research is stopped. So it's always, it never starts again, it's always going through. The study uses a sample of persons aged 6 years or older and persons in private households. The survey takes place via the internet, via computer and tablet. We do not use the smartphone yet. At national level, we have 45,000 respondents, and added up to that, there are 13,000 respondents on a regional level. The whole survey is paid by the Dutch Transport Ministry, and some larger cities or provinces pay for a regional enlargement of that. Next slide, please. We use the CAWI, as we call the CAWI questionnaire. It has a logical structure. It has been set up in a way that it fits to a logical way of thinking of the respondents, and that at the same time it meets the information that we need. As a result, the respondent does not have to be bothered with specific terminology and definitions such as displacements, trips, and journeys, stages. Additional explications are also kept to a minimum, we try. Everything can be retrieved from registers. It's not requested, and we have a lot of registers from the governmental base in the Netherlands. They are obliged to give that to Statistics Netherlands, so we have a lot of information, especially about vehicle ownership, about income, about origin, about number of people in the household, and some characteristics of the car. And is the car on your own name, or is it a lease car, or something like that? And we use the train distances for the survey. Next slide, please. This is an example from which we put in last year, or a few years ago. The respondent is asked to indicate all locations that he or she visited on the completion day, and that's the day in the past week to fill in. The respondent uses a free entry field that is linked to a Google Place database, and Google comes up with the suggestions based on the search term. And here you see the example of Spar, the Spar shop in Heerlen. And then Google Places gives some Spar locations nearby. The respondent can then select the correct suggestion. If the correct suggestion is not listed, the respondent can adjust the search term or choose to enter the location himself or herself. next slide, please. Another easier things that we made easier for was filling in when the respondent has initially entered all the visited locations on the entry day. The time between two locations is asked for the journey information, departure and arrival time, the means of transport, the travel mode, the distance, and not necessary for train because we have that distance already. This is done in a tabular form, as you can see. Every time the respondent enters a trip, a new empty line follows in which the respondent can possibly add another trip if he wants. Next slide, please. All the results of ODIN are also available in English, so you can see them on our website if you like. And in the next sheet, you can see an example of the results. Next sheet, please. The next sheet contains a few examples of results. It's maybe a little bit too small, but on Statline, that is our database on the website of Statistics Netherlands. You can combine your variables yourself and make your own tables if you like. So I suggest that you try and look on that location if you want to do that. Here you see information about distance travel, stages, and so on. Next slide, please. If you look at the personal information, as you already said, it's very important that we can break down the information to a personal level, and so we have more information about who has done the traveling and why he's traveling. We have information about the age, about the income of the people, about if it's a student, if he has a public transport card, a student or not. The level of education, the participation, if so, and if there is a passenger car available in the household or for the person that we want. Maybe I'm going a little bit too quick, sorry. Next slide. When you look at the history of the Dutch Travel Survey, it's a long history. We started in 1978, so it's a long time ago. And there were many kinds of surveys. In the beginning, of course, we started by a diary, on paper, of course, then. And afterwards, we moved over by telephone. Then we had a three-mode survey, Kawi, Kati, and Kapi, so on the web, by telephoning. When people did not respond, then we tried to go to visit them on at their house. And in 2018, we decided to stop and we only go over to Kawi, and it works very well. We have enough respondents to make valuable figures now. So, and we are trying to improve the quality still further. Maybe the next slide then, because we have so much different surveys, we had of course problems with making the trends, and so we had our methodologists, we asked them what can we do about that, how can we combine that information, and they came up with a method to combine the different surveys by using a trend model. And we are very happy with that, and especially the users, the ministry is very happy with that information. That was my presentation. I have also, if there are questions, I'm trying to answer them. At the end of the presentation, there's also, after this slide, a slide with definitions and so on, and also the next slide gives information which you can link on to information, to get more information about the methodology of the trend and what we are doing now at this moment. Thank you very much.